What's up? What's up? It's your boy Chris Lee TV back again with another video. Today I have Bank with me. Bank is someone I met on Twitter. He's a young entrepreneur who is in the trucking industry. I wanted to get him on and give us some insight on how he got into the trucking industry at a young age. So I'm gonna let him go ahead and introduce himself. Bank, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Bank. I'm an artist slash entrepreneur from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Really to start it off, what really got me into the trucking industry, I say my mother. You know, she got put onto it by a friend of hers because nobody in my family ever was a trucker, not to my knowledge. Right. So somebody put her onto it. You know, she did her research. And then we made the move to go to an auction around like last year, about like April, May, around that time. Found us a 2008, not too old, but something decent.
Mm-hmm.
Got our first truck and was hiring drivers in it. Yeah, this time I didn't have my CDL. I didn't decide to get my CDL till September of last year. And then once I got my CDL and I went to school in October, graduated in November, passed in December. I've been driving since then.
That's what's up. So shout out to your mom for, you know what I'm saying, just
for sure. Shout out my dude.
Having that entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, that mindset and putting you on game, because you know that's
yeah, she's the main reason I got that entrepreneur mindset. She's been running her own business for years, but
yeah.
So she the main influence in it.
Yeah, so like that's something you saw growing up and stuff like that.
For sure. My dude's been a hustler.
Yeah. Will you tell him how old you are?
I'm 19.
All right. So at 19, what was it like going to the auction?
It was a cool experience. You know, I've been to a couple auctions growing up, not commercial auctions, but like my granddad, he in the cars and whatnot. So
mm-hmm.
I've been to plenty of auctions before, but and like storage auctions. But it was a cool experience seeing all them big rigs in person.
Right on.
You know, I didn't really have like an appreciation for it then, but like now since I then went through school and I learned about the trucks and learned the industry more, mm-hmm. I feel like when I go to one now, because that's the goal too, I want my second truck. When I go to one now, I think I'll be more excited. Like, I know right. What I'm looking at now.
Right, I understand. Okay, so I was asking, is your mom still a part of the industry?
Yeah, me and her run the company together right now.
Yeah.
So she like, right now she handling like the paperwork, a little bit of the dispatching. We don't do too much dispatching right now because we've been working contracts, but.
Right.
Just mainly the paperwork aspect.
That's what's up. All right, yeah. And then like, with school, did you have any issues in school? Because, like, a lot of people, like, even me, man, like, when I was in school, I never drove a manual transmission, anything. So mm-hmm. getting behind that wheel, it's already a huge hurdle with it being, like, a larger vehicle. But then trying to maneuver it with a 53-foot trailer and then trying to shift and back up and parallel and all that stuff, it was nerve-wracking. What was your experience?
I mean, not even on no cockiness, but I've always been a good driver, like
mm-hmm.
with cars. So, and I drove a manual car before. My homeboy had a manual G35, and I went with his car before. So, but that didn't really help, like, because a manual car and a manual truck, not the same.
Right.
So, it didn't really take me long learning how to do it. I was confused with shifting, like, we were working on 7 speeds and 9 speeds, and my truck's a 13 speed.
Right.
So, that was a whole different monster that we ain't went over. I had to take my truck out there to my teacher so he would show me how to do it.
Right.
But it didn't take me long to grasp it. I should have passed my test on the first try, but I start out. You can't pass when you start out.
What it took you like 2 tries?
Yeah, I passed on my second try. I passed everything but the driving on my first try.
That's the same thing I did. I stalled out on the hill. And
man, I stalled out as light. I put it in fourth and I thought it was second.
Yeah. Same thing I did, but it's all good. Yeah. If that's the worst thing you could do, install out, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is, you know what I'm saying,
take the brake.
Yeah, and turn it back on. Cut the truck off, turn it back on.
And you the second and fourth was so close, he told me just play it safe and put it in first. So that's what I did.
100%. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So after usually after people graduate from school, they'll go to like a trucking, like a large mega carrier or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the process between like when you ended school and then you got in your truck and y'all started getting loads?
Well, see, my story not really like any typical trucker because
mm-hmm.
since we already had our truck purchased and our coming in at 19, it's advantages to it. You know, everybody proud of you and whatnot, but it's disadvantages as well. Like, companies don't really like taking on people with no experience. I'm under 21, so I can't leave the state. And then with this new rule about how you can go out of the state between 18 and 21 with the program, it's a lot of stipulations to that. Like, you have to ride with somebody above 21. You got to have a governed truck. It's a lot of things that go to it. So I didn't have a trainer, and companies weren't hiring me. Swift wasn't trying to mess with me. Prime wasn't, and those like some of the biggest ones. Right. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have a hard time finding a local job, especially with no experience. But that didn't stop me. We just chose a different route. We started because we are on the load boards, started doing Amazon, booking loads off DAT, and then now we find a contract. So that's what's my path was a little different, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
100%. No, that's all independent. And, you know, that's what a lot of people strive for out here is that independence. And you having it so young, I think is really, you know, influential for some people, which is why I wanted to do the interview so people would know, like, it's not all one side or two sides to a coin. You know what I'm saying? It's many different ways to come about this industry. And you and your mom are proof of that. And you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
With the load boards, y'all got y'all's authority, y'all got the truck. What were some issues you saw as far as driving or like behind the scenes with the business and like the first couple months?
First couple months of being a driver or being a truck owner?
Both, like with the truck, with you personally, and then with the business, like as far as the overhead view.
Well, overhead, as far as business, I'll say with it being an older truck, we heard the stories about having to like run into maintenance issues, but it hit harder than we thought it was going to. So driver doing the certain things you would do in a 2020 truck, you know what I'm saying? It's older. So maintenance is for sure an issue we ran into in the beginning months, and finding a good consistent driver. Me personally, some of the things I ran into probably just the basics of learning a job, because CDL school teaches you how to be a driver. It doesn't teach you how to be a commercial driver, like an employee. It doesn't teach you the job. So simple thing. I mean, you know, for example, I was filling up one side of my fuel tank. I didn't know you're supposed to fill up both at the same time. So just little things like I was running to. I learn something every day now.
It's, right.
Y'all be getting on me, but I really be learning the game in that chat. Like, how you don't know that, man? No one taught us. Like,
100%. And that's one of the reasons we started that chat was to be able to speak with people and, you know what I'm saying, help each other out. So you, like I said, like you being in the position that you're in, being as young as you are and with the mind, like, you know what I'm saying, you have your head on your shoulders and you're able to look at that chat and see that stuff. Like, okay, like, oh, he just said this, and it clicks when you see it. Like, you're like, oh, okay, like, boom, boom, boom. Like,
exactly.
I'm going through the same thing, or I know, like, you'll look at the chat and be like, okay, I'm not going through that, but I own my truck just like this guy, and that's the issue I could run into, and here's how we could possibly prevent it.
Exactly.
So
it's a lot of big boy issues that you could run into, too. Like, it's like things that I can't avoid just because I'm young or I'm new. Like, it's you in here, you got your authority, you're going to run into these same issues as these other owner operators.
Right.
Like, so you might as well soak up the game. It's not going to hit you years later when you go interstate. It's happening now.
100%. 100%. And, you know, that's a cheat code, bro. And like I said, I'm glad you're using it to its fullest potential. You know what I'm saying? We don't try to just be trucking all day. You know what I'm saying? We got our good times, our bad times, our funny moments, whatever, whatnot.
Sure.
We stay on each other though, and I'm glad you're part of it, bro. I really am. Like I said, I try to aim towards.
Well, I found it.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but
Mob put me on. I met Mob before I met all y'all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I met Mob through this dude we know, Hugo. But,
right on. Yeah. But yeah, that group is dope. So like, what are you and your mom? You say you're planning to get another truck soon.
Yeah, that's the next goal. You know, well, we're still working on completing this goal we got right now with me being on the road consistently. I was shooting for 6 months, so we're on the way to that. But the main goal is getting a second truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one right now, because with me not being able to leave the state, I still want to drive. So I want to drive my truck and then put somebody in another truck. But
you know what I'm saying? You in there. You said it's your truck. That's what you want to do is drive. I think going over the road will be a dope experience. It was one of the best experiences I had going over the road, just seeing the whole United States, just like places people go or places that you go that you never thought probably existed. Like I've been to some insane places and I was like, yo, I have no clue. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in Michigan, living in Texas, you know what I'm saying? Going to Georgia sometimes, like Florida, you know, but being
just
in the
traveling middle, in general.
Yeah, but being in the middle of Utah or being in the middle of on the outskirts of Colorado or New Mexico, you know what I'm saying? It's just some places I never thought I'd end up. But sure. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the whole journey. I appreciate it. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that'll be dope once you get that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. So, I don't plan on being a driver forever.
Yeah.
And like, I wanted to get the experience because I already know with any industry that comes hustlers, it comes different hustles. And if you don't know it for real, a driver can get over on you.
Most definitely.
I feel like we ran into that a couple of times with drivers. So I looked at it like this, like if I get into this and I drive for a couple of years, 2, 3, 4, like maybe 5 years, I'm still going to be 23 when I'm done. Like I'm going to be really young. So I just want to get this experience. So down the line, when I am the fleet owner of multiple trucks, you can't get over on me. You can't, bro. He just started. He never got his CDL. He never drove. Nah, I used to do this too.
For sure. Yeah, and that's a great mindset, bro. That's a great mindset. So if it was somebody who was like younger than you or around your age, you know what I'm saying, I was looking to do what you're doing, like what would be some tips you give that person?
I'll say look before you leap. You know, come up with a plan. Because don't just, you know, the internet, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, go get your trade because they didn't teach us this in school. Go make you some money. Don't go in the military. Like, yeah, it sounds good. But like anything, you know, anything worth having doesn't come easy. So you really got to don't just dive into this just blindly. Come in with a plan. Sit down, do your own research for yourself. Don't just go off here, say what somebody else is telling you. Make a plan. Make it according to what you want out of life. That's what I say, dude.
Yeah. So you're also a rapper, right?
Yes, sir. I'm an artist.
How does that tie into what you're doing now? And like, how are you using what you're doing now? Are you leveraging this for that? Or is it like two separate things? Or,
Well, really, I say the trucking is my angel investor. Like, this going to invest into my, because you can't make it in music without no foundation. You know, you gotta build your foundation. That's the biggest goal out of all this in my eyes. I'm building my foundation. I'm investing in myself. I got a home studio in my room. Like, I'm investing in myself. That's what I'm using trucking for. And then I feel like the proof is in the pudding. I'm a great networker. Like, that's how I met y'all. Mm-hmm. When I start going to state, it's not going to end with just trucking networking. Like, I'm going to get my name around.
Right.
So everybody going to know my story in a couple of years.
Right on. And who are like some people, artists that you look up to or that you watch or stuff like that? You don't have to look up to them, but people that you watch and you see how they move and, you know what I'm saying, you kind of take away some of that stuff.
Really, the biggest influence, I wouldn't say I look up to anybody, but the biggest influence everybody would know would be Kevin Gates. That's been my favorite rapper since my middle school. And I just, mindset-wise, you know, I fell in love with the music and then I fell in love with Kevin Gates as the person, like watching the interviews and all that. Like, it's real, it's inspiring, and he a really wise person. But
right.
Also, I don't really listen to this man that much, but I like Rick Ross. I like his mindset, where he took it. You know, where he took it on a business level. Yeah. I listened to some of his songs, but I ain't no big Ricky Rose fan. So Nipsey Hussle, Nipsey big too. That was like maybe one of the only celebrity deaths besides Kobe that I felt, you know, because he was one of the rappers. You watch his interview, he not talking about what the other rappers are talking about.
Not at all.
He not a follower of the followers. Like, that's really what made me start rocking with Nipsey and the message he was spreading across the world.
For real. So what's like what's the message you put in your music that you think you know, people should listen to it, and if you want to plug the you know what I'm saying, the YouTube channel or whatever, I would definitely, you know what I'm saying, appreciate it so people can go find you.
Yeah, well, my name on YouTube is not, it's on the 910 Bank. I'm going by 26 Bank now. I say the message I put in my music really is I just speak my truth and I make real music. Like, it's not gonna be something you just get lost and it's a whole bunch of rambling going on. Like, I'm really saying, mm-hmm. I'm really speaking, sending a message through my songs because I write my music. I don't freestyle. A lot of people, you know, that's the common style now, is everybody just punching in, freestyling. Mm-hmm. I'm not skilled in that aspect. Like, I'm not skilled in that department of this industry. So, you know, I work to my strengths right now. I'm a really talented writer. So everything, like, it's thought out. If I wrote it, I thought about it. You know, I put some thought into it. I ain't just say it because it rhymes.
Right. That's what's up. I appreciate you coming on the interview, Bank. It's been a little challenge getting this on at the right time, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it was well worth it, especially.
We both be busy, man.
Yeah, then that's why we're supposed to be. But for people to be able to see this interview and, you know what I'm saying, take away some gems, because it definitely gems dropped. And I appreciate you for doing that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people pay a lot of money for the stuff you're talking about. And
I appreciate you having me, man.
For real. And like I said,
I'm excited to see where your platform go, bro. Your content is nice. Like, with the TikTok, the books and all that. I'm excited to see where you're going, man. For real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm going to go ahead and plug, if y'all haven't already. Hold up.
For real, man. You got to.
If you haven't already got to your financial planner for truckers, check out the financial planner for truckers at chrisleetv.com. We also have the Logistics Load Journal and the Trucking Journal. Those are all books I created to help truck drivers manage your finances, stay organized, and stay professional. And that's what we like to see. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it cool, keep it real, and get what you can out of here. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to truck all our lives. We don't got to be out here all. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I saw when I came out here is older men dying at the wheel. And that's what, like, you know what I'm saying? Different things hit different people. You can go to a truck stop and you'll see a man that's folded 500 pounds like that. Yeah. That wasn't like something that like really touched the nerve in me. Like, what touched the nerve in me when I was out here is just hearing stories about older men dying at the wheel and like having a family and stuff like that. I was just like, I can't be out here and missing, you know what I'm saying, my kids growing up or not being able to spend that time with them, like having all the money but not having the time. That was the issue for me. So that's why true. I started getting into like writing books and putting out more content about just financial literacy and stuff like that, because I feel like it's just super important.
Did you say four 500 pounds?
Yeah, like it's people out there that are very heavy, you know what I'm saying? They let themselves go.
I was saying that's something that resonated with me too. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, because, you know, obesity running my family. So I tell you, I take real good pride in my health and my wealth. And like, that's something I always see. I'm like, man, I can't get caught. Cause I feel like that's just, it's like, I don't want to blame the victim, but it's an example of being stagnant and getting comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's like, you get used to your day-to-day actions and eating that gas station food on a daily basis. Like, I know you care about what you put in your body. You don't eat meat.
Right. So
a lot of people are like, they just get comfortable eating candy and snacks all day. And then before you know it, you overflowing in your truck seat.
Right. Yeah, it's sad, but it happens. We have a lot of mental health issues out here because truck drivers don't really get the connection. Like, where people are supposed to interact. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have the chat also, because if you in your truck all day, you're not talking to anyone, you're not able to express yourself with people, you kind of start going off of like that. You know what I'm saying? You really are off grid, and it's not
get healthy. Lonely on that road.
It's not healthy. And the way when you get reintroduced back into society, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how to talk to people. You don't know what's what. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? All you know is trucking. So with that group, it helps if you really look at it, it helps with the mental space for a lot of people. We're able to come in and like express what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people might feel a certain way about what you're talking about, but we're gonna talk it through. Like, we're not about to really just just let you be out there by yourself and be in the headspace, we're going to try and come to a solution. Everybody in that group is very solutions oriented, which I do really appreciate.
I say it's self-reflection too. People got to, you got to master that power of being alone. Once you master the power of being alone, you really become unstoppable.
True.
Because it's like, you don't depend on nobody or no type of energy or anything. You just, you self-sufficient at that point. You totally self-sufficient.
And that's what a lot of people come out of trucking and think, but you still need people. You know what I'm saying? You still need people to bounce stuff off of, even if it's like a quick conversation you go.
For sure.
But yeah, if you can master it, I think that was one of the first things I did was like, really, I got into Audible. I got into just like Dave Ramsey. I got into a lot of that stuff. And I'm gonna wrap it up real quick. But like you said, like that just kind of like made me think, like you do have to master that's like that self. Like if you can't sit in a room by yourself, you know what I'm saying, for 5 minutes and no phone, just silence. Like you have to figure out like why. Like why can't you like sit still? Yeah. Like why can't you just be still, be silent, you know what I'm saying?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You need people, but you don't want to need people. Like you don't want to have a dire need for people. Like you can't live without certain people. Like I don't feel like even with your partners. Like I love my girl to death, but I know me. Like yeah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do life without you, but I can live without you. There's nothing gonna stop me from operating and reaching my goals.
I understand. It's like and this is like the last thing I'll say about it. It's like people say like you have to love yourself. You can't love yourself if you don't love yourself. Then how can you love somebody else?
Yeah,
like because like self love is like the most, you know what I'm saying? You got to really appreciate yourself and your abilities and know your strengths and your weaknesses before you can pan out somebody else's.
It's simple when you say it like that, but it's for sure not easy. A lot of people be like, man, that's not easy because a lot of us didn't grow up with a good example of what love is to begin with.
True.
It'd be hard to like develop that self love. It's simple. You say it, you got to develop self love, but it's not easy.
Yeah. And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's part of trucking and we do what we can out here. Like I said, it's not hard, but it's not easy. You just got to do something about it. And we out here doing something about it. So
for sure.
Again, I want to thank you for coming on the channel. If you, any last words, anything you want to plug, you want to let the people know.
Man, I'll say, follow me on Instagram, 26bank with 2 A's. I'm back on my music bag. You know, I got a mixtape coming out in a couple months. So if you're into music, if you're into hip hop, rap, tap in with me. Go to my YouTube, 910Bank. You'll hear something different.
All right. I'm going to put all that stuff in the description. I'm going to get all those links from Bank so that you guys tune in and tap in with this young man. And, you know, so that's it. Make sure y'all stay 10 toes down. And so next time, it's your boy, Chris Lee. It's my guy, Bank. We out. Deuces.